Books on Tape presents Crime Beat, A Decade of Covering Cops and Killers by Michael Connolly. Read by Howard Samuel. Death is my beat. I make my living from it. I forge my professional reputation on it. I treat it with the passion and precision of an undertaker, somber and sympathetic about it when I'm with the bereaved, a skilled craftsman with it when I'm alone. I've always thought the secret of dealing with death was to keep it at arm's length. That's the rule. Don't let it breathe in your face. From The Poet. Introduction. Watching the detectives. Moments. It all comes down to moments. I have been watching the detectives for more than 30 years. It all started because of a single moment. The best things that I have seen and taken into my imagination, and then seeded into my fiction, came to me in moments. Sometimes I am haunted by the what-ifs. What if I hadn't looked out my car window that night when I was 16? What if I hadn't seen the detective take off his glasses? What if I had gone to L.A. for the first time a day later, or I hadn't answered the phone the time my editor called me to send me up the hill to check out a murder? Let me try to explain. Let me try to tell you about a few of these moments. When I was 16 years old, I worked as a night dishwasher in a hotel restaurant on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The place stayed open late, and the pots and pans that were used to cook in all day had to be soaked, scrubbed, and cleaned. I often didn't get out of that place until late. One night, I was driving my Volkswagen Beetle home from work. The streets were almost deserted. I came to a red light and stopped the car. I was tired and just wanted to get home. There were no other cars at the intersection and no cars coming. Thinking about running the light, I checked both ways for cops, and when I looked to my left, I saw something. A man was running. He was on the sidewalk, running full speed towards the beach, in the direction I'd just come from. He was big and bearded, with bushy hair down to his shoulders. He wasn't a jogger. He was running either to or from something. He wore blue jeans and a lumberjack shirt. He was wearing boots, not running shoes. Forgetting about the traffic light, I watched the man and saw him start to peel off his shirt as he ran, revealing a printed T-shirt underneath. He pulled the outer shirt off and then bundled it around something he'd been clutching in his hand. Barely breaking his stride, he shoved the shirt into the interior branches of a hedge next to the sidewalk and then kept going. I made a U-turn when the light changed. The running man was a few blocks ahead of me. I drove slowly, following and watching him. I saw him duck into the doorway of a bar called the Parrot. It was a bar I was familiar with, not because I had ever been inside. I was too young. It was familiar because on numerous occasions I'd noticed the line of motorcycles parked in front of it. I'd seen the big men going in to do their drinking there. It was a place I was wary of.